Devin Archer, Joe Biden's claims of no family business involvement are categorically false. By Wendell Hasebo on August 5, 2023. President Joe Biden's claims of not being a part of or privy to the Biden family business deals are categorically false, Devin Archer told Tucker Carlson during an interview released Friday. While many pieces of evidence show Joe Biden was involved in his family's business deals, Archer added himself to the list. Joe Biden had no role whatsoever in his son's business or knowledge of it, right? That seems false, Tucker stated to Archer. I think that's categorically false, Archer confirmed. I think that's not factually right. I think he was aware of Hunter's business, Archer said. He met with Hunter's business partners. I mean, you found a letter that he wrote to me, Archer said, describing a thank you note he received from Joe Biden in 2011. In 2014, Archer and Hunter both joined the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company with legal challenges, as it was under investigation for wrongdoing. In turn, Burisma paid Hunter Biden $83,000 a month to be a board member and provide the Biden brand. Archer testified Monday that in December 2015, Burisma co-founder Mykola Zlochevsky and Burisma executive Vadim Pasharsky put pressure on Hunter Biden to get help from Washington, D.C., regarding the Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin, who investigated Burisma for corruption. Years later, in 2018, Joe Biden bragged about the firing of Shokin, which he pushed for during an official visit to Ukraine in 2015. Joe Biden, of course, was the driving force behind his firing? Carlson asked Archer. Yeah, he was involved in that, he replied. Joe Biden knew that his son was on the board of this company that was being hassled by the prosecutor whose firing he was calling for? Carlson asked. Right, Archer said. Archer told House investigators Monday that he believed the Biden brand kept Burisma holds from going out of business. I think Burisma would have gone out of business if it didn't have the brand attached to it, Archer said. That's my, like, only, sick, honest opinion. During the interview with Carlson, Archer expounded on what the Biden brand meant. Obviously, the brand of Biden, you know, adds a lot of power when your dad's vice president, he said. It's an abuse of soft power, he added. More than 20 pieces/instances of evidence directly show Joe Biden knew and participated in the family business, including but not limited to photos, texts, an audio recording, and IRS and former business partner whistleblower testimonies. Some of the strongest allegations are Biden family suspicious activity reports of wire transfers, texts, emails, WhatsApp messages, photos of Joe with Hunter's business partners, Joe Biden's voicemail to Hunter Biden, 5 individuals referencing Joe Biden as the big guy, 2 whistleblower testimonies, FBI FD-1023 form alleging recorded phone calls and texts between Biden and Burisma executive, FBI informant alleging bribes, video of Joe Biden bragging about firing the Ukrainian prosecutor, Hunter's statements about giving half his income to his dad, ex-White House aide saying FBI ignored Joe Biden's role in Ukraine business dealings, millions flowing into Biden family bank accounts, Hunter Biden paying for Joe Biden's expenses. Related, Eggers, Devin Archer, the most credible witness testimony on Hunter business dealings. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.